Michael. Open the door and jump in.
In December 1994, the forces of freedom will face a power-mad dictator in a struggle for the fate of the world. In December 1994, the forces of freedom will face a power-mad dictator in a struggle for the fate of the world. In December 1994.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Michael jump in by No More Kings and then some awesome audio. We'll get to that much later. This is the show where we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. We're here to do it again.
We've got, just like last week.
We've got papers. We've got, here are all these. All those papers, I don't know what that's
hot
really
off the press.
I don't know what that's really going to sound like on the microphone. It's
are we trying to start
we need a comic book.
What was it, ASMR thing videos yeah. now?
What does this sound like? What is this? Is this paper?
Okay,
so hi. we have all of our audio. This audio will eventually go and live with all the other audio, all of our podcasts, minicasts, all of our news reviews, all of our video game giveaways, everything on our website. Bear, what is the website?
You can head over to exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
We also have social media. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Google+, that's YouTube, that's Steam Community, that's the whole shebang. You can go to exppoints.com/social to hit that up. We're going to be doing a lot of really cool things because Matt Doyle said we should.
Yeah, he did.
Matt Doyle is all about...
We listen to Matt Doyle.
He's all about making this show work. So big shout out to Matt Doyle. If you don't listen
despite
to his,
despite us trying to murder it.
Yeah, Perpetual Change, and I think he does a lot of other stuff. Sold Out, maybe he still does it. I don't know. Anyway, he's an awesome guy. Matt, if you listen, I love you.
Wow.
We're gonna talk about what we
Radio
did last week. Before that, before we do that, we're gonna go and play I've Always Been With You by Reverse Engineers. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
I heard your name once before, Desmond. A long time ago. And now it lingers in my mind.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was I've Always Been With You by Reverse Engineers. This is a segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, what did you do last week?
Well, last week actually was really awesome for me because my mother brought me a box. And in the box was a lot of my old Pokemon cards.
Awesome.
From like late
Gen
90s,
one,
early
Gen
2000s.
One Pokemon
yeah, like
cards.
The originals. And all of my Mews and Mewtwos were still in it. So.
Nice.
That was probably the biggest thing I did, is I totally geeked out and, like, ordered them and put them back in a card binder.
Nostalgia'd real hard.
Yeah, like, if you look on my Twitter, like, you see pictures where I was freaking out the whole time. Like, I was actually 10 again.
Nice.
That was the, like, biggest thing I did. Other than that, you know, your typical lots of drinking. In preparation for the political stuff that's happening.
Yeah, we did watch the debate together. And
why did we play a drinking game based off of that?
And you know we're here doing a show. PSA. Yeah.
Safety tip for all of you guys.
Alcohol and politics.
Alcohol will kill your liver,
yeah.
And so will politics.
Yeah.
Do not mix.
Don't play a video game. Don't play a drinking game.
Yeah. I like that.
So, so that was it. That's what you. It's like.
I mean,
that
was like the big thing I did. Yeah. I mean,
very
still
cool.
Goofing off in Star Citizen and playing around with the glitches and everything in there. I am stuck in Grim Hex.
So just playing around.
I am
Star
stuck
Citizen?
In Grim Hex and I hate it. I don't even know why I'm there this time.
Oh well.
It's the worst.
When I get my computer back, I will be playing the latest build of Star Citizen. Until then, though,
I'll probably still be in Grim Hex.
This past week, I caught up on Mr. Robot, so the season 2 is over with, and we sort of got a cliffhanger. I won't spoil anything for people that haven't caught up to the season finale, but you know, I certainly think they're going to go on to season 3. I mean, it would be ridiculous for them not to. This would be a super cliffhanger for them to end on.
That's great news.
I did start watching Fargo, the series,
oh,
which
wow.
is really, really great. I saw Fargo, the movie, and again, that's not a geeky thing, but I did do an incredibly geeky thing, something that I have been saying that I've wanted to do for a really long time.
What's
that I haven't gotten around to doing for me personally, but I did get around to doing with some friends this past weekend, and that's build a video game cabinet. an old 80s style angular Galaga like arcade cabinet.
That is pretty
that
awesome.
That will it hopefully will be part of the computer science majors lab or you know something like that. It'll be
this
nice
really?
Thing for it'll be this nice thing for them to do. So yeah, so we built that my friend Sean and Grace they sort of drew out the plans, and I've been researching plans for a long time, and these guys just like drew it out, had the tools. I went over there and I did the most I could to help, but really, you know, I kind of took orders and followed instructions. At the end of the day, there was a video game cabinet. So anyway, yeah, that was pretty cool. I enjoyed doing that because it's very infrequent that you get to work with your hands. You get to like, you know, do something and take a physical sort of, you know, do something physical. That,
right,
you know,
right.
Usually when we talk about video games are like, oh, yeah, play the thing.
I do a lot of software development things and not so much the heavy lifting things.
Right. So we took pieces of plywood and 2x4s and with nails and glue and screws, it became sort of like a video game cabinet. Which
now the Weird Al
really
Hardware song is playing in my head.
Oh man, I don't know if we have Hardware Store. We might have Hardware Store. I'm gonna look for that right now.
Dude, that's
such a good one.
We're
gonna play a different song. We're gonna come back. We're talking about our main segment, which is bad video game movies. This is 20% Cooler by. Actually, let's not play that. Let's play We
Sorry,
Like Sports
Ken.
By
I
Lonely Island, only because it's been kind of rough for sports in Louisiana.
Oh yeah, the sports ball thing.
Les Miles and the Saints, and let's just leave it at that. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM K. SLU.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me?
No. The game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We lost me the pigskin. Now feed me the rock. Now give me the rock.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still experience points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard We Like Sports, and We Don't Care Who Knows by the Lonely Island to commemorate, I guess,
the
sportsing that happened.
Or not, or something.
The main segment of the show, because we had to have one, is going to be...
because we're forced to have a main segment.
Because we have to be structured now, and we were always structured, guys. Come on. We have organization. I've got papers, they're organized, we got filing, let's do it. So... let's talk about bad video game movies. In recent history...
anyone that's ever been made, ever.
Well, no, not necessarily, right? Because, I mean, well, I guess Batman's a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Warcraft. All right.
The segment's over. They're all bad.
You know,
go home, kids.
Maybe some of them are pretty bad. But some of them are really, really bad. Like, some of them are...
yeah, I'm trying to think of a good one.
Worse.
I can't.
I feel like there are good ones out there. We just
maybe one of the Final Fantasy movies.
So the Final Fantasy Spirits Within, that
yeah,
was a
we could
good
say
movie.
That.
It
we
just
could say
wasn't
that.
Very Final Fantasy like. I think everyone wanted Final Fantasy VII, the movie, and they got Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Right.
But that's a good movie. We're not going to talk about the good movies. We're going to talk about.
I just had to think of one.
No, really, really bad. Just to prove it. Just to
yeah,
prove
exactly.
That,
just to prove that they
it's
exist.
It's not an exception. Let's start way back in the day, Double Dragon, 1994. These are rated sort of based off of either Metacritic or Rotten Tomato or whatever user scores or Metacritic score, rather.
So ordering these most worstest
most
to
worst
least worstest?
To least worst, yeah.
Okay.
So for 8% on Rotten Tomatoes, we got Double Dragon. This was produced back in 1994. It was directed by James Yukik. It produced by MCA Universal Home Video.
The
info is this sci-fi action film aimed at a younger audience is based upon a popular video game. No, it's not. Not really. It just shares the name. It is set in a futuristic Los Angeles after the, quote, big one. Most of the city, including Hollywood, is underwater. The city is now called New Angeles. Jimmy and Billy Lee are teenage brothers.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. It's just a weird statement. They're just teenage brothers. Two brothers in a van.
Two brothers.
Their mentor carries one half of a magical dragon amulet. The evil Koga Shuku carries the other half, which he stole. If the dragon were put together, the owner would have tremendous power. Koga is after the boys in the charm. With his evil gang, he chases them through the city until the climactic showdown. So, Robert Patrick, George Hamilton, there's an Andy Dick, Alyssa Milano is in this. It is not a good movie. It is campy. It is bad.
The audience gave it a 26%.
The audience gave it a 26, but Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 8%. It is really bad. It's one of those movies where you're like, well, you know, I want to see a really bad movie. That had a fairly large budget. I don't have the numbers on that, but I remember it being a fairly large budget for what the movie was.
Believe me, I've seen the budget. It's huge.
Now, to be... I have all the best people all surrounding me. The interesting thing about that is that the game was pretty much just, a girl gets mugged and, like, punched in the stomach and carried away, and then these two brothers show up.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a plot
to the game. Well, that's pretty much the plot to the game. These brothers just kick a bunch of butt.
I remember.
That was it. Up next...
Apparently there's a dragon amulet.
There wasn't dragon... I mean, I get double dragon, but I think that was like the double is the two brothers. Dragons is like, that's Chinese or something, and they do martial arts, and that's...
Yeah, I think that's probably all of the actual that was it. That got put into the
that
game
was
development.
It. I mean, there was no...
This is back when games didn't need a good storyline.
They
just had to appear on the TV thing.
I would rather a movie rendition of Snow Brothers for the Nintendo.
That would actually be interesting.
That'd be awesome, right? Or eventually we'll get around to getting a Zelda movie, I think. Anyway, I don't know. I don't have any facts about that. But with a user score of 1.5, that's overwhelmingly dislike, and a Metacritic score of 9, coming from the terrible director that is Uwe Boll. And if you don't know who Uwe Boll is, we're going to get to that. starring Christian Slater, Stephen Dorff,
huh?
And believe it or not, Tara Reid. Back in 2005, Alone in the Dark. It was produced by Lionsgate Films. So I should tell you something right there. Summary is, based on the best-selling Atari video game series...
I think
series,
I have a certain expectation when Lionsgate appears, honestly.
You know what? I've liked some Lionsgate films.
There's been some good ones, but, like, I do meter my expectations.
Well, yeah, because, so, I mean, it is a lower budget type of film. But based on the best-selling Atari video game series, the film features Edward Carnby, that's Christian Slater, a private investigator specializing in the unexplainable supernatural phenomena.
Mueller?
I've a... Boom, 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 boom. So the video game, I remember playing Alone in the Dark 4 or 3. I can't remember. It was on like 4 or 5 discs. It looked pretty good.
Multi-disc
It
games.
Was nice. It had like a guy, Carnby, had like a triple barrel revolver, a double barrel revolver. It was very, very interesting for the game. You could play as different characters. The game had branching storylines. It was nice. And I think Alone in the Dark was the first 3D game on PC. Like the original one, Alone in the Dark 1. This movie was terrible, though. It didn't make sense. The scary scenes were literally just turning the lights on and off a lot.
That can get scary.
Christian Slater said things that didn't make any sense. There was no direction. Uwe Boll is famous for making bad movies, and this is certainly a bad movie. Not just in 2005, just in general, it is a terrible, terrible movie. What wasn't a bad movie, though, was Mortal Kombat back in 1995, the original Mortal Kombat. That got a 58, which is arguably not that bad.
I watched Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. That was pretty... If you get nothing else, you get that out
of it. Yeah. But it wasn't bad, despite coming from Paul W.S. Anderson, who went on later to make the Resident Evil movies starring his wife, Mila Jovovich. Props to you for marrying Mila Jovovich.
You did have to hand it to him.
But not props to you. I take them all back because literally the 4 or 5 Resident Evil movies. I want us to binge watch those one night and try not to kill ourselves.
Wow, this sounds like a fun time.
It's a really rough...
I did force you to watch the debate last night.
It is a really rough thing. Just watching more than one movie at a time.
The first, I love doing that. You know, we should do that, but I normally do it with movies that aren't crap.
Oh, no, I meant more than one Resident Evil at a time. I'll watch all the Land Before Times up to 13. That's not a big deal, but...
The fact that there's that many disturbs me.
They stopped counting. Mortal Kombat came out in 95 by New Line Cinema, and it got a 58 Metacritic and an 8.6 user score out of 260 people. It wasn't bad. That was in 1995. In 97, though, they wanted to rejuvenate it and do a sequel. Mortal Kombat Annihilation, 1997, New Line Cinema, again, that's not Paul W.S. Anderson, it's John R. Leonetti, and this was terrible. It got a Metacritic score of 11, despite...
I also don't even remember the second one.
Yeah, it's good. It says, in defiance of the Elder Gods, the evil Outworlders are back to wreak hell on Earth. Earth's last hope is the mighty Liu Kang and his explosive fighting friends.
They're
all that stands between life, .. and annihilation.
..
It is...
Fade to black.
It is bad because they replaced the three or four, like, most... Like, the three or four big characters in the show, and then they killed like one of them off almost immediately. Like they recast from the first one, and it's—I mean, there were the only you know 2 or 3 years difference between this releasing. So I mean, it was only a year in production between them. So
it's like
know.
It was planned already.
It was like it was planned to fail. LA Weekly says they give it a zero. It's cynical and it's depressing. And I would lock a child in a room before I'd show him Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Which is pretty crazy. You shouldn't lock children in rooms.
You shouldn't. That's very strong feelings.
Because they might accidentally watch this movie, Super Mario Brothers, released in 93. The 90s were weird.
Okay, but you know? This movie in particular may not be the worst on the list.
No.
But it hurt me so badly.
Bob Hoskins, who was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I think he fairly recently passed away.
Which was an amazing movie.
John Leguizamo, who was in The Happening and other movies. And then Dennis Hopper, who I think he was in Speed. That don't quote me on that, but anyway,
I love how we fact check here.
The Rotten Tomato score 15%. This 1993 movie, based on the hit video game, the huge successful video game series Super Mario Brothers, did not do very very well. It was directed by Annabelle Jankel and Rocky Morton, and written by Ed Solomon, Barry Morrow, Parker Bennett, and Terry Runty.
It was all around horrible.
It was just bad. Yeah, it was...
I will say, it had one redeeming quality.
What was that?
I learned Mario's last name.
Mario.
It's Mario.
And Luigi Mario.
Yeah, Luigi Mario.
They're the Mario Brothers.
They're actually the Mario Brothers.
Plumbers from New York, and man, they do a good job of making you feel like you are in New York. Plumbers from New York, there's this archaeologist, free spirit hipster person from a university who's trying to dig up some dinosaur bones. Turns out she's actually part dinosaur. She's actually Princess Toadstool. She's Daisy. That's Daisy. Luigi, I think Luigi's original girlfriend was Daisy. Mario's original girlfriend was Daisy. But they changed that around, so now Luigi's girlfriend is Daisy. I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter because this movie screwed up everything.
There's a little ugly Yoshi.
Yeah, there's a little ugly Yoshi. Dennis Hopper is King Koopa, who's really just got spiky hair.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. They start talking about branching dimensions and how you can jump between dimensions, and they find a wormhole, and it's just weird. There's these weird chase sequences. There's these jumpy boots. There's a ba-bomb, which was nice, I guess. That was cool. It's like they looked at it, and they decided, we're going to just choose some random things, and we're going to put it in a movie, and we're going to just write completely different storylines for this movie.
You know what I would like to see?
What would you like to see?
Like a Super Mario Brothers movie?
A sequel.
Yes, but completely not. A reboot.
A reboot?
And they all, and the creators sit down and watch all of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, wow.
And base it kind of around that idea.
See, I feel like that'd be better.
I would really think it'd be awesome on the quest to get the princess. They got their like little merry band of
Would you want it
people.
To be that long?
If
you want it to be a 9-hour trilogy or more, 12-hour trilogy.
If they could keep me entertained, yes.
Let's knock one more out and let's go to a song, because we did find Hardware Store by Weird Al, so
yes,
we're going to play
did.
That. Before we do that, Mill Creek Entertainment released in 2003 House of the Dead. Now, this was an arcade-based shooter. It was big in arcades, and it was big on the Dreamcast.
Right. I used to play this all the time at Tilt.
Light gun games, right?
Yeah.
It was so good.
They were my favorite light gun game rail shooters.
Yeah, it was really good. Unfortunately, it was directed by Uwe Boll. So
that name's popped up.
You know what's bad about this is this one. Certainly, it's not his worst game. The other one on here that was Uwe Boll was what was it? Not Mortal Kombat Annihilation. What was the first one we did? Double Dragon? No, that wasn't it.
This is my past.
Mortal
I
Kombat?
Don't know.
No, we did one before, and it was really really bad. But it doesn't really matter.
The fact that he's reoccurring on this list should tell you something.
Maybe multiple times. I think we have a couple
of
them.
Do we have another one with him?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, my goodness.
All of his movies are just... I think they're supposed to be bad. Like, maybe I'm not getting the joke. But anyway, Uwe Boll, 15 Metacritic score based on 15 critics and 1.3 over 153 users based on the best-selling video game from Sega. No, it's not. This year's the name. House of the Dead tells the story of a group of college students who go to a rave on a mysterious island and get more than they bargained for when they find themselves stalked by killer zombies and terrifying creatures intent on feasting on that, and then that's where...
To start with, if you get invited to a rave on a mysterious island? What?
I feel like if you change the way you say that, if you have a little more improvisational, like, based on the best-selling video game from Sega, House of the Dead tells the story of a group of college students... going to a rave on a mysterious island. You know, like, it's like selling you on it. But yeah, it's mysterious. You don't accidentally show up on a mysterious island.
Right.
I mean, maybe this is before the internet. I mean, it's 2003, so maybe it was before like the big internet.
The big internet. The, Web 2.0.
The thing was, House of the Dead didn't take place on a mysterious island. It took place in
like
a house.
Mansion thing.
Yeah, like it was pretty much Resident Evil. Like Railgun Edition before Survivor. Let's be that clear, because that was literally Resident Evil Railgun Edition. But this was bad. This was really, really bad. It's cheese of the purest stripe, baffling, bad to the point of being oddly charming in its brain dead naivete. Thank you, Austin Chronicle.
Wow.
Yeah. Uwe Boll should never be allowed to touch another movie again. Ooh, I'm not going to say that. Jesse M. That was a user review. I'm not going to say that on the air. But
wow.
Yeah, this was crazy. There's crazy weird CG shotgun sequences.
Yeah, you can't say that.
There's these weird shotgun sequences that like slow things down. At one point, they blatantly just superimpose parts of the game in the movie. It doesn't make any sense. It's really bad. And I feel that it's campy, and I feel like if there is a joke, I'm missing it. But whatever. That was like five or six movies right there. We're going to cut to a song.
Movies not to watch.
And then don't watch these movies or watch these movies, but know what you're getting yourself into. I mean, if anything, this is a PSA. Don't watch these movies.
We're just watching out for you, really.
We're going to cut to Weird Al Yankovic, the hardware store. We'll catch you after this break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Hardware Store by Weird Al Yankovic, like we promised. We're going through lists of bad video game movies, and we got a lot more to go through.
We do.
This is one that I didn't think was bad, but everyone else sort of did, with a Rotten Tomatoes score of 16%. Max Payne, released in 2008, a sci-fi fantasy action adventure
movie. I have news for you.
What?
It was bad.
It was bad?
It was bad.
I kind of liked it.
I will
it.
Confirm with everyone.
It had Bo Bridges, and it had Mark Wahlberg and Chris O'Donnell. I actually didn't remember that. Mila Kunis was in it, and they had Ludacris.
Okay, well, and I'm sorry. Now it's great.
And it was directed by John Moore. So pretty simple summary. Vengeance. Oh, hold on. I got to put on my movie voice.
You have a movie voice?
Vengeance drives a cop deep into the underworld to find the killers of his partner and his family. I was kind of broke it a little bit, but.
Okay.
It's a loose cannon cop on the edge, film noir style. If you played the Max Payne games, three notwithstanding, not that it was bad, it just was different than one and different than two. But if you played the Max Payne games, which they were awesome back in the day in the early 2000s,
they were pretty good.
Super nice comic book style, really awesome action sequences. Bullet time. It popularized bullet time after The Matrix.
I was about to say.
The Matrix popularized it, but like Max Payne did it right. And it was great. It was John
Woo.
To be
fair, The Matrix did it right, too.
Matrix did it right, but.
Just everything else then overused.
You could take drugs and be an undercover cop on the edge. And
why not?
It was so good. There were so many trippy sequences. It was a messed up game. Like, if you played that and you weren't, like, 17 or at least maybe 14 or at least maybe 13, maybe. Anyway, if you played that, like, that game was pretty a big deal. The movie didn't sell very well. It didn't do very well in the theater.
In the theater. Critics
can be difficult. It did worse than, I can't believe I'm saying this, I feel like this is probably statistics doing the wrong thing. It did worse than the next movie, Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Okay, now this movie, we watched the preview.
Yes.
And I said, this doesn't look bad.
Well, no, that was regular Street Fighter. That was regular Street Fighter. I didn't get a Metacritic score for regular Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
Fighter.
That's where I messed
this
up.
This was the sequel, because that was in 1994. That's where our audio is from in the beginning, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to
so,
that.
So that's the regular Street Fighter. We're going to talk about that after the next segment, but this is for 2009 sequel,
Excuse me, everyone.
I guess it's a sequel. I guess it's maybe just a standalone, separate movie called Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. Chun-Li is supposed to be like a Chinese fighter, but they cast Kristen Kruick as her, which she doesn't look Chinese at all. Summary is, powerful forces are converging on the streets of Bangkok. There are warriors, some of whom possess extraordinary abilities, all of whom are determined to see their side prevail. Some
Stay
fight
determined.
For us, the other for unlimited power. Now, they are prepared for the ultimate battle of terror. Yeah, so it's got a 17 on Metacritic over 11 critics, and it got a 3.4 out of 114 ratings. Wasn't a very good movie because, one, they totally miscast, like, most of the people in the movie. There was nothing remarkable about the fight scenes. At least in the original Street Fighter, there was this weird, like, 90s vibe fight scene-esque weirdness that, like, that was cool. That was neat. They even, like, side-scroller, like, fought a bunch. But the Legend of Chun-Li, what? She's not Chinese. She doesn't have those them thighs.
well, you have to have the thighs to play Chun-Li. That is a fact.
Actually, I mean, I think Chun-Li was Chinese.
Are you just being racist?
No. Well, it was Chun-Li, there was Cammy. Again, like Street Fighter, there was a lot of characters, and there were some girls. It boggles the mind that Legend of Chun-Li is as vapid and dull as it is. Austin Chronicle, again. This could be one of the worst movies I have ever seen. I started gargling blood during the movie because my body had an anti-crap movie, and then it just kind of goes off on a tangent. Thank Ralph PHP.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. This is the movie for the overcaffeinated, undereducated teenager in all of us. So it's just this bad movie overall. And it's worse than this next movie, which I've seen. It's been a long time since I've seen it. Despite coming out in 2006, there's been, I think, three movies. It was directed by Uwe Boll. It's
hey,
Blood Rain. It's Blood Rain. Released back in 2006.
Kind of cool video game.
It starred Christina Loken, Matthew Davis, Michael Madsen, Michelle Rodriguez, and the awesome Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley is awesome as an actor, but Uwe Boll. He got an 18 on Metacritic out of 13 critics, and out of 450 ratings, a 7.7 user score. Blood Rain takes you to another place and time to experience a world where good and evil battle it out with mankind as the very prize. Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll
didn't do a good job
at anything.
Entertainment Weekly
apparently
says ghastly bad. Why do moviegoers and gamers keep going to see video game based movies when neither group is ever happy with the results? Yet another ill conceived big screen video game adaptation that was premiered
in
TV Guide magazine.
That's a good point they have. Why are all of these so bad?
Yeah, you know,
it's so weird because a lot of games, like, the story is the good part.
I don't remember Blood Rain being a bad game holistically.
Okay.
I remember, like, there were bad parts, but it was a PlayStation 2 game. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you can't compare it to modern-day games.
You can't compare it to modern-day games. And back then, you know, we were sort of limited with the story that we could tell. Graphics, that's another thing that we sort of... It's a little bit of a tangent because it's not video game movie-related. But, like, we could only tell so good of a story with, like, clip art or with bits, you know, little 8-bit stuff. But that there was some good things
about
that. Good
story doesn't necessarily need good graphics. Look at Undertale.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, we're not handicapped, but that's all we had at the time.
Right.
So we're hearkening back to a different time with that. But whenever you got that Uncanny Valley and you started to progress in 3D graphics, then now we're starting to see how bad those graphics are. It's not that it's just colored graphics or colored pixels or whatever. It's that it's a 3D model that doesn't quite look that good. It's that, you know, those breastises aren't quite polygonal. They're triangles. They're gonna put somebody's eye out, you know. We're gonna talk about Tomb Raider a little bit later. But yeah, Uwe Boll.
Angelina Jolie, you coming up? Don't worry.
You know what? I remember seeing this movie and going, I didn't think that it was in the 1700s. I thought it was supposed to be in a different time frame. And turns out after I watched like a Angry Nerd review about it or whatever, yeah, they got the time frame wrong for the video. There's like
so
weird things that don't make sense. People say cool lines that don't have any connection with anything in the storyline. So when I keep saying like Uwe Boll, yeah, you know, he's not a very good director. I don't know how
he keeps getting hired to make these movies.
Well, he's funding the movies himself.
Oh, he's the producer?
I think he's the producer, and he funds it from his like, RK or RG or whatever, entertainment. So it's like, he's funding it himself. Let's move on to 1999, 20th Century Fox released Wing Commander. Space will never be the same. Chris Roberts.
This one upset me.
Chris Roberts is the director. And you know Chris Roberts, Wing Commander,
yeah,
the game,
know
Space
Chris
Citizen,
Roberts.
Or Star Citizen, rather.
Citizen, yeah.
So
The Wing Commander of the game was amazing. It's the reason I'm so into Star Citizen now.
Matthew Lillard, Saffron Burroughs, Freddie Prinze Jr. The summary is a futuristic outer space dogfight adventure starring Freddie Prinze Jr. 21 Metacritic out of 21 critics and 3.9 out of 38 users. This was... For 99, we could have done so much better. you know?
Yes. Yes, we could have.
I was trying to think back, and I remember it
the
was...
The Matrix.
Well, the Matrix was in 99. The Matrix was in 99.
It's a good example of we could have done better than this.
And there was 3D in there. A lot of 3D in the Matrix.
Yeah.
There wasn't so much space. I don't remember space movies in 99. Maybe something like Battlefield Earth was released that was like worse than this. And this, that wasn't based on a video game. It's the only reason we haven't talked about that game. Or right. That movie. Entertainment Weekly says, the effects are laughably primitive, the dialogue hilariously atrocious, and those are the good parts. Cinematic sleeping pill from the Washington Post, an excruciating no-brainer blend of Starship Troopers and Top Gun. Hey, I like both of those movies.
I know,
without
actually.
The former's guilty pleasure concoction...
Oh, they didn't have a volleyball scene. That's the problem.
There you go. Without the former's guilty pleasure concoction of gory effects and dark humor, or Tom Cruise's megawatt smile, LA Weekly. So... It was a bad movie. I remember watching this movie and going, oh, I like it. But in 99, I don't know how old I was.
You
maybe
were young.
No, that's bad. That's bad math. I don't know. I was probably like 13.
We'll say.
And 13. At 13, you like any movie that's in space. It's like Star Wars, you know? And it doesn't matter that it's not Star Wars. Ending out the actual Metacritic with the score part of that, Silent Hill. Released in 2006, I didn't think this was a bad movie.
I must say, really? That made the list?
Well, I know Silent Hill Revolution 3D, or Revelation 3D, is definitely on our non-Metacritic list. But Silent Hill got a 30 out of 20 critics on Metacritic. Huh. And an 8 from 870 reviews of users.
Yeah, so I didn't remember that one being too
critics
bad.
Panned it, but users really liked it. Got an 8 out of 10. So, not bad. Rhonda Mitchell, Sean Bean. I think
almost Halloween.
Did Sean Bean die in that movie? I'm fairly sure Sean Bean dies in every movie. He was Ned Stark. He was he was the partner that wasn't Tay Diggs in Equilibrium. Anyway,
that was a good movie.
That was a really good movie. And then Laurie Holden. The summary is, the eerie and deserted town of Silent Hill draws a young mother desperate to find a cure for her only child's illness. Unable to accept the doctor's diagnosis that her daughter should be permanently institutionalized for psychiatric care.
Yay.
Rose flees with her child, heading for the blah blah blah. Way back in 2006, Christoph Gans, really good, but, you know, San Francisco Chronicle says, Silent Hill has plenty of bad acting, bad dialogue, and a confusing plot, all of which becomes exponentially more painful when the movie goes on forever. New York Daily News says, the worst kind of horror movie, trash that takes itself seriously. You know what, New York Daily News, Elizabeth Weitzman, you clearly don't enjoy video games as a median. I enjoyed that, but, you know,
yeah.
it was a good movie in my opinion, but
I'll have to rewatch it, because I don't remember that one being
too bad. It wasn't bad.
I kind of forgot about it, though.
It wasn't bad. I know, you know, it definitely captured the aesthetic of the game, and I feel like, and we're talking about either Silent Hill 1 on PlayStation
right.
1, and
yeah,
I
don't
even go
I'm
as
assuming.
Far as to say Silent Hill 2, because Silent Hill 2 is a pretty good game on PlayStation 2 as well.
Such a good use of draw distance, by
yes,
the way, in those games.
Very good with that fog you got there.
Yeah.
Konami. I'm sad that we won't see another Silent Hills, specifically with Daryl in it. But anyway,
yep.
that concludes our list of Metacritic and quantitative
games
list.
To not waste your time.
Yeah.
On.
Well, we're gonna movies. We're gonna go actually cut to a song.
Game
we're
movies.
Gonna come back.
Movie
we're gonna talk about a couple more. So this is All the Things by Dual Core. Hack All the Things. Drink All the Booze. Hack All the Things by Dual Core. We're gonna catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Not every geek with a Commodore 64 can hack into NASA.
This one's dedicated to all the hackers.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, but not for much longer. I'm MG.
I am Red Bear.
You just heard All the Things by Dual Core. We're going to continue our list of non-quantitatively bad, but certainly qualitatively bad. Movies based on video games. Then we're going to end out the show, and we'll see you guys later.
Next week.
So, Doom.
That one was bad. Oh,
that
my
one,
God.
Doom was a bad
and
movie.
And I love The Rock Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. This is back when he was still The Rock and not Dwayne Johnson. Like, he wasn't officially. The interesting thing was, I think this was like 2006, maybe. I was in, where was I?
Where were you?
Maybe it was 2005. 2006? It was 2005. That it was released. Maybe it was I think it was 2005.
Hey, Paper Airplane.
Oh, thank you. 2005, this came out, and I remember the very opening scene, because it says, at a secret military or secret Marine Corps base in 29 Palms, California, and I was in 29 Palms,
California?
Watching the movie in the 29 Palms base theater.
That's actually kind of hilarious.
It was so good, and then that was it.
That was the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah. It's got this really cheesy FPS, like, first-person shooter thing at the end.
Yeah, which I remember when it was coming out, they were talking about how awesome that was going to be.
Right, and it didn't last very long. We were really, really happy that it didn't last very long.
Right, and it was really bad.
But then they...
Because there was some confusion, because I thought the whole movie was going to be first person.
No, that would have been really bad.
It would have been. I remember back in the day thinking that that's what was going to happen, but then I got the...
Like, that was an expectation that I thought I really needed to... Like, that needed to succeed. I needed that in my life.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, wasn't that good of a movie. It didn't really follow the demons from hell on Mars. I mean, it was on Mars, but it was like a genetic thing that happened that people got infected. Lara Croft Tomb Raider. Okay, so Brad, Angelina, sorry that you're having problems.
I am so upset about that.
Angelina Jolie is an American actress. Despite how good of a British accent she does, she's an American actress. Daniel Craig was in this movie. He is a British actor. He did an American accent. This is weird. Tomb Raider
has reasons.
Tomb Raider as a video game series has a lot of weird, not plot holes, just like, you know, lore, a lot of lore before they reset the games.
Right.
Now that they reset the games, I'm sure it's a clean slate. Lara Croft Tomb Raider existed before they reset the game lore or whatever with Rise or Return or, you know, Rise of Tomb Raider or whatever. Or the remake in, I think, 2009. I don't know, whenever the remake was. Not 2009, like 2015, 2013.
We are on the facts tonight.
Yeah, I can't remember. It came out really recently. Maybe it was like 2015. Whatever. The new Lara Croft.
2009 or 2015, one of the two.
One of those two. Anyway, this was weird, though, because it didn't explain a lot. There was just tons of action. There was, like, weird scripted action sequences that didn't fit well together. Overall, I felt that it was a kind of a bad movie, but I still watched both of them. Cradle of Life.
I did too.
Tomb Raider, Lara the original.
Wait, wasn't that like a robot or something in this one?
Cradle of Life?
No, the first one.
No, she wasn't a robot.
No, didn't she have, like, wasn't a robot? She
I don't
had
think
like
so.
She got a music playlist or something? I don't
she
know.
She had like some like Sony Walkman or some
it was something
some
weird.
Product placement or whatever.
Yeah, some kind of weird thing.
Something we haven't talked about, Resident Evil. So there's a ton of Resident Evil movies in the series.
There is.
And they don't particularly They don't present well. We were talking about it earlier. I think they've gotten better and then they've gotten worse. The first one, it took place at the Umbrella Corporation, but now it's just sort of a buzzwordy thing. It's like they took things from the game and they propped up this movie and they called
it
Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And that's most of these movies, is they take things from the game. They don't do a direct adaptation and they don't have to.
Just do a recolor of some other thing they already have.
Right.
That's kind of what it feels like. You're right.
We don't need to have the full game. We don't need that because we already played the game. We want to be entertained a different way. But, you know, if they I hate to say it, but like if you're going to make a game or if you're going to make a movie based on a video game, you got to have more than just a mansion and a virus. You know,
there's
this whole other thing that doesn't make any sense. That's just a sci-fi aspect of it that just is weird. It doesn't... There's no... You know, the evil corporation, then there's this AI, and then, you know, Mila Jovovich, fine. Paul W.S. Anderson, thank you so much. Like, we get it. You love your wife. You're going to cast her in all these movies. And I'm really happy.
So.
I'm really happy that, you know, we're about to run out of movies because I think the last one is coming up or whatever. I think it's this year or next year. But Afterlife... in 2010, and then I think Annihilation or Apocalypse. There's a lot of them in there, and they're all pretty much standardly bad. Moving on, we were talking about Silent Hill in the last segment.
We were.
The one that I was actually thinking was worse was Silent Hill Revelation 3D, released in 2012.
Ah, gotcha.
It's got Jon Snow in it.
I see this.
I forgot that it had Kit Harington in it.
Huh.
And then some other person who I don't really know. But, it is really, really bad. It's like the storyline's contrived. It takes itself really seriously. It's one of those classically bad movie mistakes that it takes itself too seriously, and it didn't follow the source material very well. I think it ended up trying to make it either made a video game off of a DS game. I think that's what it was. It was a Nintendo DS or 3DS game.
I wonder if maybe video games are too long for creators to play, so they don't get the whole idea of the IP.
That might be it. I mean,
I'm trying to figure out why all these games or video game movies are so bad.
I feel like you should definitely. It's like if they made Game of Thrones without reading the books first. You know,
right.
Clearly you read the
maybe
books.
Read the Cliff Note version and went, okay, we can totally do this.
Well, I mean, you know, if you can call Jar Jar or Martin up and be like, hey, we need you to just summarize what happens in season one, you know, what should we do? What are the high points we should hit? Fine, cool. But I mean, for a game adaptation, you should play the game. The
right.
Nice thing is, I'm not saying the Ratchet and Clank movie is a good movie, I'm saying that Insomniac Studios or Insomniac Games made the movie and the game. So
that's a fair point.
It makes sense that, you know, okay, it's pretty much just...
I think Blizzard could pull it off.
Well... Hitman 2007.
Hitman was bad.
Hitman, I think, is this is the second or the third? No, this is the first Hitman, but there's been like two or three Hitman.
Yeah, I don't know how they kept getting funding.
I don't know. The first entry was really, really bad. Tommy Oliphant
really
was the guy, Agent 47. It had a PG-13 rating. It was bad, and the original game was so good. Xavier Jens, the director, just
especially for the time.
It wasn't good. It was really bad. And I don't think the second one did very well either. So, Dead or Alive, I'm just going to leave that. This is like, there's nothing but women on the cover of it. I don't think I saw this one. It's tournament style. That's what it's supposed to be. I don't know. I don't know how it worked out at all. Jack Carver, John Carver, whatever his name is from Far Cry. Well, Far Cry got made into a movie. Far Cry was a good game, in my opinion. But then Uwe Boll decided to make a movie out of it. Uwe Boll, man. He made
Far Cry. I think
I have
a drinking game for this episode.
We're going to have a lot of Uwe Boll. Yeah. So it was just over-the-top acting, just super serious, just bad, just really bad. I feel like that's all of these movies. We're just saying, it's a bad movie. Of course it made the list. You play, or in the game, you were a former army, you know, beret, a green beret, or you were
so
a ranger.
The original one, you were on an island.
You were on an island. They were doing some genetic modification experiments or whatever.
Right.
You were a boat captain, and then your boat gets hit by an RPG. You get thrown into the ocean. They capture the scientist. You were kind of shepherding through the island, and then you have to go and save her for some reason. And then Far Cry 2 is completely different. Far Cry 3 is completely different. Far Cry 4. Yeah, so I think the big thing is that you're in an environment that has plants and bad people and guns and animals. But it was a good game, in my opinion. It was a bad movie, in everyone's opinion, because Uwe Boll.
You know what I would like to see with all these bad video game movies?
What is that?
A Just Cause movie.
Oh, that would be so good.
But there's two versions that get released. One where they actually go through and, you know, like the dude's like doing something for a faction or something
right.
like that. And another one where it's just a guy randomly blowing up things.
Just putting remote charges.
Just like 2 hours of randomness.
Just grapple hooks and parachutes.
Yeah.
The last movie, the movie we're going to end with, you remember the game Postal?
Yes.
So you would throw, you know, you would shoot people and you'd go crazy and whatever.
Generally go Postal.
Generally go postal. Well, the game was a pretty good success, I guess. It was decent. I don't have numbers, but I remember enjoying the game. But then Uwe Boll decided to make a movie of it. Uwe Boll decided to make a movie out of all of
these
video
games. Why?
That concludes our list. We're out of time. We're at the top of the hour.
It's like we planned it.
We have all of our audio and more on the website. Bear, what is the website?
If you don't recall, it is exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We also have social media landing page at exppoints.com/social. Please check that out. Like, subscribe, follow our Twitter, our Facebook, our YouTube, our Google Plus, Steam community if you want some cool stuff. I'll be updating it once my house isn't flooded
anymore.
Again. Yeah, if you want to go PayPal or Patreon, you can go ahead and look us up there as well. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we stream from the website, we give games away all the time. Watch the site, watch the Experience Points radio show site for all of those things. We are going to end with Kingdom Hearts Play, a video game symphony. And if we have time, we'll go ahead and we'll put in The City Made Us by the Proto Man. Hopefully we have time, but if we don't, we'll only end on that. So thanks for hanging out with us.
It's been a good day of bad movies.
We really appreciate you hanging on with what we have right here. we'll catch you next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Until then, thanks again. I've been MG.
I've been Red Bear.
And you've been listening to this Experience on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.